Welcome to Thrive, your weekly guide to living your healthiest life with Shannon Crow, certified health coach, and Marcia King, dietitian and nationally accredited nutritionist. Each week, we're going to cover all things health and wellness. So let's get to it.
Good morning. How are you?
Hi, Shannon. Good. How are you today?
I'm awesome. This is our first podcast.
I'm so excited. Oh my God, I got goosebumps. I can't believe it's finally here.
I feel like we're going to keep talking over each other. I listen to all these new podcasts and everyone's talking over each other because everyone's so excited. That's going to be us, I feel. So I'm going to try and really behave myself.
We can pause. I know, me too.
So I think it'd be fun to share how we met each other.
Oh my gosh, yes.
I think it's such a modern, almost, you know, like a love story.
Yes, it's a romance. The girl's romance. The lady's romance, right?
Yes. So it was on Instagram, and you reached out to me. And I don't know what gave you that courage to reach out to me, but I'm so glad you did.
Well, I have always enjoyed your content. We are aligning on the same ideas on health and wellness. And I just thought I would reach out, see how your week was going. Kind of see if we could set up a chat where we'd share some ideas, and voila, we're now besties.
Right? I have to say, when we first met, I was afraid. I was like, okay, she's probably going to try and sell me something, but I'll meet her anyway. Because you never know. I've had some of those conversations where people try and get you to sell whatever, buy whatever. And like you said, sharing ideas, a good energy, a good mission to help people be healthier and happier. And I think, yeah, I'm excited. I'm so glad you reached out. We're not even in the same state. Like, we're in different states. And look at us now.
But yeah, we are able to stay connected. And again, social media has helped, but I enjoy all the content. The health and wellness information is superb on your end, and it matches and aligns exactly with what I'm doing. And I think, yeah, we're a good team.
I love it. So I think we decided that today we're going to share a little bit of our stories, who we are, what we're doing, how we got here. Do you want to kick off and share your story and what you do? And
yeah, let me do that. I'm Marcia King. I'm the Feel Free, Live Better nutritionist. I have a degree in medical dietetics from the Ohio State University. And I took my journey, I guess, probably maybe a couple years ago I started. I have what is called the disease to please. So I am a person who is a people pleaser, and I'm a nurturer by nature. So I'm always wanting to take care of others. And in so doing that, I tend to neglect myself. So I actually took the journey. I started to put myself first. I know I needed to recognize that I was living that disease to please. And as my children went off to college and became young adults, I decided to give myself permission to live my best life. And, you know, it hit me that I wasn't taking time for myself. So I began to ask myself questions. Are you okay with this? I was, you know, quite a bit heavier, low energy, brain fog, not really having the confidence. And I just was asking myself, is this okay with you? I mean, are you going to live your life like this? I had to really dig deep and decide that I was ready for a transformation. So I had to give myself permission, and I came up with a healthy version of myself. Which included more energy, more confidence. I had dropped some weight. I had to choose my motivating factors as to why I was going to change, get my healthier lifestyle, and all those things. So I just started to envision what it feels like to put myself first. I began to take walks, as painful as they were. I started to movement. I continued to build up my stamina, and I had more energy throughout the day. I used my metrics from my dietetics degree, and I formulated a BMR, which is a basal metabolic rate activity level. And I actually really took it seriously, watched what I was eating, and it really helped me, kept me engaged, and began the transformation. I also started a day for myself, which I called Self-Care Sundays. And on that day, it could be anything from preparing my healthy meals to taking a little spa day. It could be very inexpensive. Epsom salt is a nice one that I would use just to relax. So I would get time for myself. I began to get at least 8 hours of sleep a night. All this was going on during the pandemic, and I found myself isolated, but I used the time for transformation and to work on what was important. My energy level increased, and I became more happy. My skin looked better. My nails were stronger. And then when my son and daughter came in for home in the holidays, they told me how great I looked. So that was a reinforcement. Also, my friends were telling me they could tell that I was so much happier and I looked better. So I'm a work in progress, but that's kind of like where I came from. And I'm super excited to announce that I did open my Feel Free, Live Better nutritionist company in March of this year. And I coach individuals one-on-one for 90-day sessions. So we've got a full docket on that and they're having success. I use 4 pillars that we work on. Again, I kind of mentioned them: the sleep, proper sleep, hydration, movement, and nutrition. So kind of a journey. I'm very excited. It took some time to work on myself, and I feel like I am getting to be, there's always room for improvement, but one of the best versions I've been in my whole entire life. So,
and I love that you
kind of that
progress, because when I go to somebody, I'm a doctor, a nurse, a dietitian, I want to know that they understand what I'm going through. And I feel like you have that unique perspective and you're still going through your own journey. It's not like I'm done, you're real.
Right. We're always a work in progress, but I feel like when you get these things in place, you're able to handle any triggers that come your way. You're the most healthiest. So you're optimal on making decisions for your day. It's a whole intertwined. And yes, thank you. I appreciate that.
You said something about self-care Sundays, which that jumped out to me, because how hard is it to do self-care? I feel like sometimes myself and other people I know, you almost feel guilty, like you're almost being lazy because you're taking that bath. So was that an issue for you, and how did you overcome that? And do you still come across that feeling sometimes, I should be doing this and that, or I shouldn't spend time on this?
Yes, absolutely. There is that feeling. There's that nagging feeling of, oh, if I sit here for a minute, I should be doing that. It is kind of a belief changing into a new habit. So I would actually take how I felt after this, self-care, and how relaxed I was, and how prepared I was then for the week. But self-care could be any day, anytime, anywhere. But just taking time for yourself. I would feel how that felt for me. And then I would start looking forward to it. I would make little plans, like maybe I'll get, XYZ for this Sunday, or a toenail color to paint my toenails for the next Sunday. But just to start looking forward to it, because it felt good. So that belief, then changed into a habit for me.
I love that. Yay. Do you do any group clients as well, or do you just do private clients?
No, I'm actually doing some speaking. I'm reaching out and doing some just educational seminars at the some of the health and wellness centers here locally where I am. And I'm going to do a lunch and learn for the city that I live in. And we're going to talk about nutrition education for our firefighters, police officers, and sanitation workers. So I'm really excited about that. That's coming up within the next month here. I have a program that I'm doing Friday at one of the local health and wellness spas, and we're doing a beauty day. And so we've invited the community to come in. We've got 4 health and wellness folks there, 1 for checking skin cancer. I'll be the nutritionist. We have someone who is going to be speaking to hydration, and 1 to intuition. So it's just a nice day for ladies or men to come in and enjoy themselves. So I'm looking forward to that. That's this Friday. Yeah.
You have a full docket. You were not joking.
It's busy, but I love it. I love it.
I love it. Well, let's
turn it around. How about you? I want to know more about your and how you got started and your story.
So my story starts a long time ago. No. Far, far away. Looking back at my story, I remember, so what I, I'll start with what I do now. I'm a health coach, certified health coach, and I'm working towards becoming a holistic health practitioner and becoming a functional nutrition counselor. So I'm over halfway done with my education for that. And my interest kind of has been a lifelong journey. So looking back, starting in, I remember fourth grade, I started having some food relationship issues, if you will. I remember vividly being aware of what was going into my body, but not in a healthy way. And I remember trying to lead aerobics classes on the playground because exercise was becoming important to me, but once again, not in a healthy way. And so all through middle school, high school, and college, I had a very unhealthy relationship with food, a lot of restriction, a lot of excessive exercising, to the point, you know, hanging off of the gym equipment just to kind of finish a workout. Not really a healthy lifestyle. Went to college, had some issues there, and I realized there is free counseling here on campus. Like, I have no excuses and I can't live like this anymore. So I went in and used their free counseling services. So thankful that schools provide that for students of all ages now. It's not just in colleges. I know that some high schools and middle schools have it. And it was kind of cute. I went through several grad students and they eventually gave me to the boss. The therapist. I was like, oh man. She was amazing. And she definitely helped me. She sent me also to an eating disorder clinic here in town for a little bit of help as well. And it was one of those things where it came to, we worked through several issues, and obviously it's a control issue for a lot of us, the whole eating and exercising thing.
Yes.
And we worked through some of those issues, but I realized that if I want to continue running, which is something I truly do enjoy, it's not so much just a way to torture myself and lose weight or whatever I, you know, seemingly doing before, I have to eat food in order to be able to run. Because, you know, you bonk pretty quick, you know, or you get injured because you're not eating and all that sort of thing. And I'm not even that spectacular runner, but I do enjoy it so much. So it was through that where I started to eat more and be more aware that I need food. And then I went in the opposite direction and started overeating and binging and having those issues and abusing laxatives and all sorts of other stuff. So then, of course, I went in the opposite direction for several years, went back into therapy. And the same thing again. I was like, this is going to do some permanent damage, you know, of what I wasn't sure at the time, but I knew that it wasn't going to be a good lifestyle. And it's no way to live. It's just constantly calculating calories and constantly weighing yourself or not weighing yourself or, you know, all those things. So, yay for therapy again. And finding, you know, a good support system I thought was very helpful as well. On that journey and just realizing, you know, I knew what healthy eating was, but I also think I was going to extremes as well. And so through therapy, and then through some just further education, I realized listening to your body is so important and how to do that, like what it really says, because I think we kind of know if our stomach growls, we're hungry, but most of us don't go beyond that. That we go the one little thing and then we don't think about other ways our body is talking to us. Like you mentioned, your skin was so much better with a little bit different lifestyle changes. That's the way our body speaks to us. And I don't think I was listening to all those things. So while I'm not, like I said, while I'm not perfect, I'm a work in progress. I still have some rough days, but I've got a good support system. I have my tools that I go through. I feel like I'm kind of on the other side. I'm more on the other side than I was. And so through this journey, I found a lot of people were noticing some changes in myself, in my habits and things, and they would start coming to me for advice on nutrition, on exercise, hydration, all the things. And I thought, well, I can give them anecdotal advice, but I really technically don't know anything about what I'm doing. And so that's when I got certified as a health coach, went through several nutrition and wellness courses about mindfulness as well as a huge thing that I focus on. And this, I wanted more education, which is why I'm going to the functional nutrition component as well, because I think there's so much involved in how our body works and how we can support it. And so now I feel better equipped to help people get a better relationship with food, whether it's eating to, you know, squash certain stresses or refusing to eat because we're stressed out or just, you know, not eating healthily and digesting properly to get the bang for your buck out of, you know, every meal and just really learning how to listen to your body and what it needs. So I coach clients privately. I do occasional talks here and there, classes, lunch and learns, that sort of thing. But I do love the one-on-one because I think it really allows us to get personal with ourselves. And I find that my clients are actually able to not be distracted about what other people are thinking, even if it's a very safe group. They're able to really dig deep and go, this is where my wall is or my block is, or, oh, this is how it started and this is how, where we need to go, which has been a really fun journey.
Absolutely. The one-on-one is my favorite. I'm very passionate about it. But thanks for sharing your journey. Sounds like a great holistic approach in what you're doing for mindfulness and health and wellness. And I'm sure you're not the only one that took the journey that you did to get there. So proud of you. Congratulations. You are thriving. This is awesome. Is there any tips that you would share that were something that you felt were turning points on your journey? I know eating disorders, again, you're not the only one, taking that journey, right? And it can be very challenging.
I think the turning point was finding a partner who didn't judge me for it. So I still have days, and they're not very often. It's like once or twice a year, when stress hits or whatever, where I just have a meltdown. And he's very supportive and basically somehow gently getting me to eat. It's not saying, shaming me into eating. It's more, I'm going to make you a little something. Instead of right here, I'm going to sit with you. I'm not going to stare at you and force you to do it. I'm going to be with you. And that is something that I don't think everyone realizes is helpful, because I think there's a lot of shame. I always get emotional talking about it. But there's a lot of pressure. Why aren't you eating? Or, hello, you need to do this. Well, yeah. But there's still something in you that just says don't do it, which is a hard thing. And so I think just being patient with yourself too. And I think I've been talking to a lot of people who had disordered eating experiences or know people. And unfortunately, sometimes people in the treatment in facilities are very focused. You need this many calories. That's a terrifying thing. Yes, you do, but that's a terrifying thing to have that number.
Yes.
Versus let's eat to where you're comfortable and work from there and do more on how you're feeling. Like you said, focus on, I feel better. I feel like I have more energy, or I'm not spiraling emotionally because I have the nutrition. My body's not starving, literally. It can handle some of those stresses better. So I think my biggest thing is find your support system who can be patient with you, and don't focus on the numbers. Really just focus on how your baby steps make you feel. And if that means you're eating 10 more calories today than you did yesterday.
Right. Right. Exactly.
If you ate a cookie without crying, fantastic.
Right. So, yes, I'm understanding support is key, right? It's one of the factors for success. And someone who is by your side, whether a nuclear family member or your partner or friend, that can help you and support you in a gentle way. So I love that story. And we do have to fuel our body, right? But it's not a control forced issue. We're working on it. You're at the starting line with that, right? So it's baby steps. And now look at you. You're running marathons, girl. Yes. Fueling yourself.
I just read one somewhere. Yes. So that's very
awesome. I know. She just finished a marathon. My idol.
But I like how you mentioned to your motivating factor. For me, that was running, as a 20-something. It's not like, I had little kids or anything at home. But I was still achieving my career goals. But having that one thing that was for me, was kind of a fun motivating factor. And you said you were finding your motivating factor in your journey, and that's what kept you going.
Yes. Yes. Agreed. I mean, and then we'll talk about we'll do a topic or a podcast on, just non-negotiables, right? And that would be one right there, like something that we're not willing to, do without for ourselves, Oh, so
I love non-negotiables. Yes. I think we all need them.
Yes. Great.
Yay.
Well, I have appreciated this time with you, girl. So good.
And I'm so excited. I mean, we shared our journeys, but I'm so excited to share other people's journeys. Like you mentioned, sharing some tips along the way to support everybody as they're reaching their health and wellness goals.
I'm super excited. We're going to have lots of guest speakers, lots of great topics. This is a health and wellness safe place. Yeah. We'll talk about topics that possibly, are out there or trending and, kind of what our research is. So it's going to be a wealth of information.
I love it. All right. I look forward to seeing you next week.
All right. You too. Right. Have a great week.
You too. Bye. Thank you for joining us for another episode of Thrive, your weekly guide to living your healthiest life. Head over to our Facebook and our Instagram and share with us your takeaways from today's episode. If you enjoy our podcast, please share with others and be sure to like, rate, and review. May you continue to strive to thrive, and we'll see you next week.